Hello, and welcome back to Adulting Academy, and happy National Cocktail Day. I figured that this was a perfect topic for adulting because nothing is more adulting than drinking alcohol. I mean, there are some things like paying bills, but drinking alcohol is definitely an important part of adulthood, at least in my life, or the lives of me and my friends. So I thought it would be a fun, lighthearted topic to talk about, and so we can just jump right in. So let's first of all just address drinking responsibly. It is very, very important to learn your limits when it comes to alcohol, learn the time and place when it is an acceptable time to be drinking and how drunk you should be. So my friends and I have actually came up with a very effective way of determining your alcohol tolerance and what is an appropriate level to be at in terms of your alcohol consumption. So we call this way of measuring it the drunk scale. It is DRUNK, and this scale is how we determine A, what is acceptable for the evening, and B, it's a way for us to monitor where we're at in terms of how close we are to that acceptable number or letter. So for example, a D is going to be you're very sober. Definitely a D is if you were to consider driving, it would be that you had one drink, you're good to go, D. R is the next level. At this time, you probably had maybe two drinks. This is a good time to definitely consider an Uber. U, we're definitely in the Uber territory here, Uber, Lyft. If you're at a U, you're feeling nice. U is a very good level to be at just for your days off, family functions, not family functions, but like a birthday party with friends. You use the sweet spot. Now, in N, you're getting close to being drunk. N is a really good indication that you need some water. If you are the birthday person or the person being celebrated, you are okay to be at an inn, but you want to, again, just maybe slow down on the drinks, go ahead, have some water, get yourself back to a U, because you don't want to get to a K on the drunk scale. K is where we don't want to be. K is drunk. Typically, by the time you feel that you are a K on the drunk scale, then you are probably beyond the K region. You're probably drunk, maybe getting into the blackout area, and we do not want that, okay? Nobody wants to be around the friend that is blacked out or throwing up or sick or just saying crazy things. Nobody wants that at any age. It's not acceptable. Outside of your 21st birthday party, K is not where you want to be. So, want to try to stay you in acceptable. If you're somewhere like a work function, perhaps, definitely want to keep it at a D. Don't go past an R. If you feel yourself at that R, go ahead and go back to the D. So that's when it comes in handy to have that friend or those people around you to let you know where is it, what is an acceptable level to be at when you are drinking. Another time to be at like a D, maybe an R, is, you know, when you're meeting the family. If you're out drinking with your significant others, family, you definitely want to stay at that DR range. You don't really want to go into the U because, again, you're feeling nice on the island. If we were in Jamaica, we'd say we're feeling irie. You know, you're chill. So yeah, that is a drunk scale, pretty much explained DRUNK. So definitely would suggest that you use that when going out. And the number one rule of the drunk scale is you have to listen to what other people are telling you in terms of what letter you are on in the drunk scale. So if you feel that you are at a U, but your friends are telling you that you are in fact at an N, then that means that you need to respect what your friends are telling you. You're at an N. You need to take a break, have some more water. You can't veto what they tell you because you are never going to think that you are as drunk potentially as you actually are. You want to get the perspective of the outside looking in. So that is kind of a good rule of thumb there. Always respect what other people are telling you on the scale. Forgot to add in, the drunk scale is super, super, super effective for things like football season when you might be drinking for a prolonged amount of the day because you're watching multiple games, if you're at any sort of sporting event, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, those type of things, really effective. National drinking holidays, Cinco de Mayo, which we just missed, St. Patrick's Day, birthdays, National Cocktail Day, all that stuff. So now that we've gotten the drinking responsibly portion out of the way, let's talk about the health factor of cocktails. So as a fitness professional, you know, a lot of times people might think that you can't be healthy or fit and drink. Well, you can, but it's all about balance. You don't want to drink too much because it is calories. It can contribute to you gaining fat and gaining weight. So you want to be very cognizant of what you're doing. The number one issue with cocktails is that cocktails have a lot of sugar in them. They have sugar in it to kind of mask the not so great tasting alcohol flavor. If you're not someone that is used to drinking alcohol, the taste of alcohol is yucky, no matter what you have. So cocktails are just an easier way for you to get that liquor down. And so typically, cocktails have a lot of juice or sugar-based things or syrups, things like that, that make them taste delicious. But it also, again, is very, very caloric. So if you're having a cocktail and you are trying to be a little more conscious of your weight, definitely would suggest only having one cocktail, maybe two, because again, each cocktail is going to range you about 300 to 400 calories, which is just a lot, versus if you were to just have a shot of whatever that liquor is, it's going to be closer to 100 calories. So you could get three regular shots to the caloric cost of one cocktail typically. But the repercussions of that is you're obviously going to get much more drunk if you're having three shots versus one cocktail. Another thing though is sometimes cocktails taste delicious, they're very sugary, they're very sweet, so you might sip down two or three cocktails not realizing, oh, there's actually liquor in this, and now you're at an N on the drug scale or a K before you knew it, and that's not where you want to be. So definitely be cognizant in when you're consuming cocktails to, again, just be aware of how much sugar is in them. Slow is always going to be the best advice. Drink them slow, get an idea of, you know, what's the alcohol level like, how do you feel, maybe check in after 30 minutes before ordering another one. Be better as you get older, the better you are at reducing how much sugar is in your cocktails and opting for things more like your tequila sodas, your vodka sodas, dry martinis, things that don't have as much sugar, the better, just because the sugar in the cocktails is what's going to lead to you having more hangovers typically. Again, the sugar is just going to contribute to weight gain. So the better you get at having cocktails that are less sugary based and are more just that liquor and maybe a splash of lime or club soda or orange or something like that is going to be better. So that is going to be my advice for that, is to opt for those lower calorie cocktails, your skinny margaritas, things that are typically just alcohol, lime, or some sort of natural fruit and a spritz of club soda. And tonic water has sugar in it, just as an FYI. So don't opt for that vodka tonic. You're better off getting that vodka soda because the tonic has sugar in it. So yeah, those are just kind of my tips on having a less caloric experience when having cocktails. And of course, my best tip of the drunk scale for helping you to drink responsibly. So I hope that you enjoyed all that information. If you did and you thought, hey, I need to start using the drunk scale in my life, comment, go ahead and leave me a message. I will leave in the description, as always, the link to drop a voice message so that I can use it for future episodes. Feel free to also send your thoughts to our Twitter, which is at Adulting Academy. Send an email to adultingacademy@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me directly, Brittany Noel, on Instagram, which is at @B_NoelFitness. And again, I'll leave all the links to all of that in the description. So thanks for stopping by. Have a happy and safe National Cocktail Day. Even though you might be staying at home, well, you should be, because we're still, most of us are on quarantine. But just in case you're not and you're able to go out, be responsible, wear a mask, you know, keep your social distance, all that good stuff. And if you're at home, still want to be responsible, because again, it's not even cool to be okay when you're at home. So yeah, keep that in mind, and I will talk to you next episode.